In 2003, there was a, if I may say, a very beautiful novel that was written by Mitch Albom. Some of you are probably familiar with this book, entitled The Five People You Meet in Heaven. Some of you, perhaps, have read that book. But in this book, The Five People You Meet in Heaven is about Eddie, an 83-year-old man who worked for an amusement park. And as he worked in the amusement park, he tried his very best to maintain the rides so that the children could enjoy the rides and the amusement park. One day, the book says, one day, Eddie tried to save a young girl from being trapped. And so, because he tried to save this young girl, it cost his life. Waking up then, when he died, waking up, he found himself in heaven. Oh, that must be nice. He found himself in heaven. And in heaven, the book says, he met five people. Five people who were very influential in his life. Five people who helped him remember why he was here on earth in the first place. Five people who allowed him to remember and recall how he lived his life. Then, of course, the book goes on and on and on and on and on with that story. While I was reading that novel and reflecting on our feast day today, I said to myself, yes, there are probably five people we are going to meet in heaven whom we know. But as we make our way to heaven, I believe that there is another person, in addition to the five, that could actually tell us how to live our life as a good disciple of Jesus. And that is the Blessed Mother, Mary. Mary, as we know, is in heaven both body and soul. That is our belief, or the so-called, that is the dogma of the Assumption, that you and I believe that the Blessed Mother shares in the risen life of her Son, and so when she fell asleep, the Blessed Mother was taken up to heaven, both body and soul. But as one of the persons who could teach us what it means to be a follower of Jesus, it is worth asking ourselves today, what is it that we can learn from the Blessed Mother as we continue to be a good disciple of Jesus? The sacred scripture for today, especially the gospel reading from St. Luke, will tell us how Mary would like to teach us. What is it that we can learn from Mary? First, Luke tells us that Mary was a very faith-filled woman. Having heard the message from the angel that she was to be the mother of the Savior, Mary, filled with the Spirit, filled with faith, went in haste to the hill country of Judea to proclaim what she heard, to proclaim and to share the good news that she heard. Not to be proud, not to say, hey, I'll be the mother of the Savior. No. But rather, she went to visit her cousin Elizabeth to share that good news. Second, Mary teaches us that yes, she carried in her womb the word, the good news. And in carrying the good news, Mary reminds all of us that we too carry Jesus with us. Mary reminds us that we, in each one of us, the risen Lord lives in each one of us. And just as Mary shared Jesus, we too are invited to share the risen Lord to one another. Third, how did Mary share the risen Lord? We are told in the Gospel of St. Luke that Mary stayed with her cousin Elizabeth for 3 months to do what? Not to party, but to be of service, to help her cousin Elizabeth. Which means to say that the proclamation of the good news is not just about using words, but it is also about action. Mary, in her life, showed us that faith must be seen in action as well. The fourth thing that Mary showed us is that we must always be people who are grateful. Mary begins her Magnificat by saying, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked upon this lowly servant, because all will call me blessed, because the Almighty has done great things for me." The prayer of Mary in the Magnificat is a prayer of gratitude, a prayer that is so filled with the Spirit that in the prayer of Mary, we see how God works, lifting up the lowly, loving everyone, feeding the hungry, clothing the naked. And because Mary was a grateful woman, she was always filled with joy. We too, my friends, are invited in our prayer, to always begin with gratitude and end with gratitude, to remember that God continues to do good things, even in the midst of this pandemic, that God continues to be present and active in our lives, no matter what's happening in our world. That is why we can be like Mary. We can utter her words, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord." My friends, if Mary is the pattern on how we are to journey on this earth, Mary too is a symbol, a sign, a pattern of what we can hope for beyond this earthly pilgrimage. Mary shares in the life of her risen Son. So we too can hope for that. For as St. Paul says in the second reading today, all will be brought to life in Christ. All will be brought to life in Christ. So we turn to the Blessed Mother today, filled with joy, filled with gratitude, and ask her to pray for and with us now and at the hour of our death.